Property owners Shane and Janet Horton are appealing a borough-issued abatement order for their Eagles Nest mobile home park. The order was issued because of a trash buildup at one of the park's mobile homes. At Tuesday's appeal hearing, Shane Horton said he was working with his tenant to clean up the property, particularly garbage that could attract bears. What was left could be considered trash or not.
What's one man's trash is another man's treasure. What is considered to be trash? I mean, what are you talking about? If you're talking about garbage, garbage is garbage. If you're talking about a broken snow machine that maybe somebody is working on, that's different. I need to know what code says is what I need the definitions.
The Hortons say the borough should be dealing directly with the tenant who lives in the home with the trash buildup, not them. Shane Horton also said he felt the problem was largely fixed. But borough manager Dave Sosa did not agree. When Assemblymember Joanne Waterman questioned if the property had been cleaned up enough, Sosa suggested making an impromptu site inspection.
We could go out there now.
Okay.
Road trip. Okay. Everybody want to go?
The Assembly took a recess and carpooled to the Eagle's Nest. As the group walked around the home cited in the nuisance order, the surprised owner came out and answered questions from Assembly members.
Definitely don't have the money to throw away all of that stuff, as well as my own garbage. You know, I barely cover my own garbage bill.
Municipal code dictates that if the Hortons don't comply with the abatement order, they face possible civil action and fines up to $300. Plus, borough staff would then move in and clean up the nuisance, and the Hortons would be responsible for all costs, due within 30 days. Any unpaid balance would accrue interest at a rate of 12% annually. The Hortons and their tenant will get more time to clean up. The Assembly voted to postpone any action until the July 28th meeting. Also at Tuesday's meeting, the Assembly set a public hearing to talk about requirements for who can sit on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Currently, Borough Code says Port and Harbor Committee members must be either commercial vessel owners, private boat owners, or a utility company representative. The at-large seat must be occupied by someone with a marine or harbor-related business. The Government Affairs and Services Committee recently recommended those requirements be changed. The recommended change would open seats not just to owners of boats and marine companies, but also to those who have a few years of experience. The first public hearing on that recommendation is set for the July 28th meeting. The Borough Assembly also gave their approval for a sister city relationship between Haines and Haines Junction, although one Assembly member questioned why they couldn't be brother cities. In Haines, I'm Greta Mart.